Welcome back, everyone, to week number 15, hour number two. Adam, what's actually, no, before you do that, forgot to mention this at the beginning of last hour, so I'll do it here. Swan Song shirts and posters are coming at the beginning, or maybe the second week of March. We'll see. I think it's going to be post PAX East. Did I send you guys the shirt design?
No.
Mm. Okay.
But we saw the character pictures. So is it a poster of all of us, or how's
that
work?
Yeah, I'm going to have that arranged into a poster, much like the original roleplay one that we did, Jeff.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. And then we'll have the shirt, which is almost done. I think it'll be finished this week, and then I'll get a tweet out there. So we'll have some merch pretty soon. Anyways, there we go. Adam, please.
So all the current cast is going to be on a poster soon.
Yes, right. And also
the swan song blows up and the storm kills everybody else.
Also, Victor will be on the poster as well.
Okay.
In Victor fashion, at the bottom of the steps, in the corner of the poster. So.
Nice.
Where he belongs.
Proceeds go to the Kovex family. Victor Memorial.
Victor Memorial. Please remember to clean up bodies. It says, or something like that. Or
exactly.
It's a sanitation concern.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're seeing you guys leave from the cockpit of this ship, from like the bridge. So Higgs and Wu and Piani, you're all there, like, and you can see outside, and there's this like red haze and all this like ash and smoke blowing around, and you see the armored forms of Prosper and Mr. Sicarian walk out from under the ship and slowly disappear off into the haze. So you can maintain communication with them throughout the trip on their way out there, there's interference occasionally, and it's not like a really solid channel. So Prosper, are you trained for exosuit?
I am not.
Well, so this is an awkward journey for you, because you're like in this huge bulky suit, and like. Yeah. Like when you breathe, like the suit, like kind of like there's a slight vacuum when you breathe out, and it like pulls all the CO2 out, and like it's like scuba diving for the first time.
Yeah.
So Mr. Sicarian, you notice that like Prosper is kind of slow going and like stumbling a little bit at first.
This is some bullshit.
I'm kind of talking him through it, but I'm also in military alert mode right now, where I'm kind of scanning around type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine, you guys are on like the surface here. Everything is like red and like weird. It's like during a regular day, very like overcast with occasional sun coming through the sky, but they put like an intense like red orange filter on everything. And visibility is only like maybe 10 feet ahead of you at best because of all the swirling ash. But you have on your heads up display, you have the like local map of the area. You have a compass. This is all being fed to you from the Swan Song's computer. Does somebody want to make a navigation skill test for me, please?
Someone, I'd like to have Higgs do that. Yes, Mr. S or Prosper is what you're saying.
No, Higgs, you can do it from the ship, because you're tracking you guys on board. You're tracking them. You have a bigger map.
In fact, Johnny can help with her tech abilities, probably.
Yeah, it's fed from the satellite since of as you landed, so you've got an idea of the area. It's not perfect, but it can help you help them navigate.
You want to help me, Piani?
I could only help with computers if that's allowed.
Yeah, I think in this case, because it's a computer assisted thing, you can go ahead and do that.
Bam.
Okay, computers. So you get an extra plus one.
Yay.
Nice. Okay.
Did it.
All right. So it takes you guys
for a team.
It takes 9 hours to get there.
Jesus Christ.
That was terrible. It's a long trek. The land is like flat and wrecked, and you think like you stop a couple of times, Mr. Sicarian, because you think you see something moving, like a vehicle or whatever, but nothing ever like crosses your path. At one point, partway there, you remember like coming in and landing when you had the swan song before, and you remember there being like a forest, kind of like to the north of the bunker, and you see it, but instead of like trees, they're just all burning. It's like a huge forest fire, and you can feel, like, even though the suit is temperature controlled, you can see the temperature like go up as you get closer to it, and you can feel through the suit like the heat of this like massive forest fire. Eventually you make it, you start to see like the signs, like there's a pylon with like a green light flashing on top of it. that you can see in the distance, and you guys orient yourself that way, and make it to you know, the outside of the bunker. There's a big like airlock that you've been into before because you've been here. What are you guys doing on the ship? Are you just like staying like, you know, focused and like walking them through this stuff, or are you gonna take shifts and rest? Or
I guess we help them if they help them if need be.
I mean, I think you have
got
to walk
caught them in the comms room. So
yeah, I think you guys do have to like walk them through it.
They are Houston.
Yeah, totally. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Can if you're not sleeping, if you're doing anything other than sleeping, actually all of you should do this. Make a physical effect save.
Oh, shit balls.
Harry, make the roll.
13. I got this.
You rolled a 13?
No, I'm going to roll a 13 or better.
Yeah, so it's a d20, no modifier.
Oh!
Okay, so Piani, you managed to stay in relatively normal conditions.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. So Higgs, you start getting a little like sleep deprived, and your injuries from the ship, all of them, the several times you were knocked out. All of your ship, your combat injuries are like just throbbing painfully. You can like drink if you want to try and make it better, or you can just like take a shot of a painkiller or something if you want to. Or you can go to sleep and pass out.
Can we improvise and can I get a better thing for improvising? Can I have Wu slap me?
Sure. Yeah. How many hit points do you have?
Well, I haven't recovered much, so one.
Okay. Yeah. If Wu slaps you like once hard in the face, you will get knocked unconscious and start dying.
Don't
like,
do it.
There's no way Wu can hit you softly enough to keep you awake and not also kill you.
Okay. I don't do anything. I guess I drink to like ease the pain, but.
Okay.
Do you need your away team to make physical
effects? Yes, please, away team.
Okay, I got an 11 out of 12.
Okay.
What's my save? Oh, it's not till 5. Motherfucker.
Okay, so everybody but Piani, you guys are all suffering, like, pretty bad, like, sleep deprivation and like, trauma, basically, because you're not in an adrenaline situation anymore, so your bodies are just like, okay, that's over, let's lie down now.
Yeah, super tired.
Yeah, you're like sweating heavily under the suit and like a cold sweat and like shaking. And a few times, like Prosper, you notice Mr. Sicarian like turn to look at something in the like clouds, but you never see anything and nothing comes up on your HUD. He's being a little squirrely.
Mr. Sicarian, are you with me?
I kind of you just see the opaque visor of my, you know, black suit kind of look at you and go, are you okay? I'm right here.
Yes.
Yes, it's Prosper. You see, I guess for the first time, you see actually like your own distorted reflection through your helmet and his, and you look like shit, man. You're all like cheeks are all sallow, and you're like sort of dark.
I mean, I kind of laugh. I say, Sicarian, you look like shit. Let's keep going.
You can't see me through my suit. You realize?
That. I know. I'm looking.
He's
at
talking
my own
about
reflection.
Himself. He sees his own face.
I say, let's just complete this and get some much-needed rest.
Okay. Agreed.
All right.
Maybe Mr. Higgins can offer us a nightcap when we get back.
Okay, so you you arrive at the airlock. There's a comms panel outside. The wind has picked up, and you can actually feel it like pushing you. Like you have to brace yourself against like the bunker entrance to not get like knocked over. What do you want to do?
I'll lean into it and just kind of bang on the door. If there's a comm or something like that, you know, open it.
I mean, we have her comm, right? These suits have a radius of 10 kilometers, so we could probably just radio in.
Yep. There's, I mean, this the outside has a panel that accesses the internal comm, too. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I just hit that, I guess.
Okay. So there's a pause as you can hear someone, like, activating it, and then, yeah, Rajani comes over the comms and is like, Swansong, is that you?
Sort of. This is Mr. Sicarian and Prosper. We're outside. Please open up.
Well, I'm glad you made it. Come on inside. And the outer door to the airlock, Iris, is open, and there's like a small kind of like clean room with another door leading inside. So you guys want to go in?
Yeah, I like a motion for him to go in, and I come in last, looking around, making sure no one's following us or anything like that. Okay. Checking the horizon.
You know, sure. I mean, I'm all, you know, military breaching, you know, protocols, you know, checking in, making sure nobody's going to, like, shoot us when we enter.
Sure. Okay. So you go into the airlock, the door closes behind you, and the depressure, the, like, pressurization or whatever, the clean room starts to activate. And you can see the progress, like, on the wall. There's a little, like, indicator, like, please stand still, and, like, several repeats it in several languages. The airlock processes you. It vacuums out all the, like, bad air and replaces it with internal, like, clean air. Do you want to take your suit off now, Prosper? There's like a locker in here for, it's empty, but there's a locker for like.
Space. Like I guess I just radio straight to Rajani's private comms and I say, Ms. Van Dorn, what do you think your ETA is for being ready to depart?
She says, give me 15 minutes, I'll be ready to go.
Then I do not take off my suit.
Okay. All right. The front door opens.
Just to clarify, it would take me, like, about that much time to get out of it, right?
It would take you about that much time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. No, I'm not fucking with it.
Okay, so you guys just wait in the airlock?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess...
I'm breathing their air, I guess. It would just.
Yeah, we make it clear that we need to refill our air supply somehow. So if there's a connection hose in here...
Yes, there is. There's a hose in here for sure.
Cool, yep.
So you guys want to do that now?
Yeah,
refilling the tanks. Okay. All right, so you start refilling the empty tanks. It does, as she says, it takes Rajani about 15 minutes, and then you hear her, like, boots on the gangplank, like, on the stairs as she approaches. She comes up to the top of the stairs. She's holding like, a shotgun in one hand, like, over her shoulder. She's got, like, a duffel bag over the other shoulder. She's wearing, fatigues and, like, body armor, like, woven body armor. And can you guys both make a like an intelligence check for me, please?
10.
9.
Okay. Do either of you have perception, the skill?
I have it at zero. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So that was the roll. All right. So you both notice that she has a couple of drops of like blood on her face. That she either didn't notice or something, but they're definitely like on there, and like one of them is like still like not dry, like it's like kind of like dripping.
Yeah.
So Regina, you have blood on your face.
She looks at you and sees herself in the like mirrored faceplate, and she's like, "Ah, so I do."
Yes, but why?
Prosper smiles. You are ready to depart then.
She nods, and to power suits carry, and she says, "There was a slight disagreement about the exit procedure from this facility. I resolved the argument."
Understood.
And she looks at the extra suit you have and says, "That's for me, I presume."
I give it to her.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
So she puts it on gives you directions. She says, like, the vehicle bunker is just a little ways off. You know, it'll take us maybe 10 minutes to get there on foot, and then from there we can drive back to the Swan Song. Should be no problem. So while you guys are getting, she's getting suited up, you're getting ready to do that. Back on the Swan Song, Piani, you notice in the short-range scanners, there are three like grav vehicles approaching the Swan Song. They're about a kilometer away now.
Do I recognize anything about them as far as marks, or can I just say, tell that there's three vehicles coming this way?
You basically just see them on the scanner. Yeah, the scanners are having some problems, but yeah, you can go ahead and make a computer test if you want to try and like do a focused scan.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be difficulty. And you failed. No, you were the only one that succeeded that roll. So you can roll your skill as normal. I'm going to say difficulty 7. If you can get better, I'll give you more info. All
right, okay. So I'm gonna bank that roll.
Okay. All right. So what is that? You have to re-roll if you get a success?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. No additional information is available.
That's okay.
So Pi notices you like with that window active and is like, someone's coming.
I immediately get on the comms and update the... Wait, have they left yet?
No, they're just getting suited up when this happens.
Okay, so I immediately update them on the situation and ask them how long they think it's going to take
Well, as Piani says, there's ships approaching. I immediately say, like, Piani, hold. And I say, Prosper, Regina, we need to move now.
Prosper nods.
Okay. I mean, she's putting the suit on like a pro, right? Because she used to be, like, a starship captain. So she's just about done when you say that.
But instead of a 10-minute walk, it's like a 7-minute
jog.
Yeah.
Yog
okay.
We don't have the energy to sprint or anything like that, or the ability with how painfully cumbersome Prosper is with the baby walk and the whole like cats with boots on is how he's walking. You're like, oh my god, you know,
the high step.
Yeah.
But we go as fast as we can.
Okay, sounds good. Do you want to, Piani? Do you want to let everybody else on the ship know?
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, fire up the comms and we've got visitors, boys. Woo! Get on the weapons, Higgs. So, keep healing.
Yeah, Woo comes like running up to the deck, and he looks outside, and then looks at you, and he's like, "You think we're gonna need the lasers?"
I'm doing new.
And then he looks outside again, and he's like, "That's a lot of ash. It's gonna get in the way. These weapons are designed to be used in space. Atmosphere is a bad situation to begin with. I don't think we're gonna get a clear shot."
Can we throw sand at him?
This guy who's like, I don't know about the atmospheric makeup of what's happening on it. Do we have any other weapons in our...
We have the sand thrower. Right?
Yeah, you got the sand thrower.
Yeah.
Really, we should just call it the salt thrower.
Pretty much. Shoots rock
salt. The
Higgs
knocker.
Yeah, then I'll just tell him to get on the sand thrower.
Yeah, it's the AHC, the anti-Higgs cannon. Exactly. He says, okay, but range on the sand thrower, much smaller. We'll have to lure them in.
It's going to be tricky. It doesn't matter. Just we have to make sure they're not hostile approaching the ship. Just be ready in case.
He pulls down the targeting controls and sits down.
Am I, like, in my room? Like, where am I resting? Is that the best place to rest, the room?
Yeah, just on your bed.
Do I have access to, like, be able to open up a communication line with these jeeps?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the ship is designed to be able to be operated from just about anywhere, so.
Yeah, I'm like, Pi, can you open me a communication line with the jeeps?
Yeah, they say, yes, a line's open to the vehicles. I don't know that they're jeeps, though.
Pi, go fuck yourself.
What do you mean they're not jeeps?
We don't know what they are, that's all.
What do you think they look like?
Motion? The sensors on this ship are, how did Wu put it? Shitty?
You're telling me it could be something else, like a giant creature, or maybe just a big man running really fast?
They're definitely vehicles of some kind.
Well, can we talk to them, Pi?
Yes. Would you like the comms in your room?
Yes, please. And make sure it goes throughout the ship.
Here you go. And there's like a click as the comm channel opens.
Hello, sir, approaching the giant ship vessel. Or madame. Like a...
Yeah, there's a pause. And then they're like, you hear a voice. It's a like a male voice. They say, they're like, unknown vessel, power down your weapons.
And why would we do that?
Because you're on sovereign Andonian territory, and because I said so.
Put down the weapons. Do it.
So you want to, like, actively, like, fire up the, like, so they can tell the weapons are charged?
No.
Or you want to turn them off?
Put them down.
Yeah,
closed the comms room. Higgs, just talk to him.
I was about
first.
To tell him that we were the ones that bombed it. So I'm glad you got.
I'm glad you stepped in.
I'm glad you stepped in, Piani.
No, but... just tell him we came to pick up a person and escort them off the planet.
Okay, I flip the comms back on and I'm saying, sir, this is Captain Wilbur Higgins III of the Swan Song. You can refer to us as that from now on. We're here to pick up a friend on this planet, and we will be departing because no one wants to live here anymore.
So he says, Power down your engines. Power down your weapons. Don't go anywhere, Captain. The Legion would like to have a word with you.
Well, we're having words right now, friend. What do you want to talk about?
They break the comm connection.
I try to reopen it.
Okay. Nope. Now they're not answering the phone this time.
I go to Mr. S and Prosper, and I'm just like, Prosper, Mr. S, how far out are you, fellers?
How far are we?
I mean, it was a 9-hour trek, but by vehicle, probably like
9-hour walk is
cheap. Yeah, 9-hour walk. I don't know, like 3 hours. It's variable, but it'll be much lower.
We're driving at 9 miles an hour, Jeff.
Yeah, you got to drive slow, but I'll roll. It'll be like a D3, basically, between 1 hour and 3 hours.
Okay, I like that a lot better. I was going to say a Jeep.
It's not a set amount.
If Sicarian was sitting in a car going 9 miles per hour, he would be like, can you believe the traffic on this fucking orbital bombarded planet? This is insane. Oh my God, is this San Francisco?
Yeah, the trip there was fine, but you're leaving at rush hour and everybody's trying to get off the planet.
We're about an hour to three out. We're rushing it.
We've got some people that want to board the ship and have a talk. So I think they're the Andonian government or something like that.
He kind of looks out the window at the like scorched earth destruction and is like,
yeah,
don't let them on.
Well, they've got.
I'm not too worried about them at the moment.
They've got three vehicles coming and they've demanded a lot. We might not let him in, but I'm just making sure you guys are aware he might be coming in hot.
Keep us updated, please, if it is a hot situation.
We'll do. I'll open up comms if I have another communication with him.
We're hustling over.
We'll wear it out.
And then I just go. Just in the thing.
All right. So you guys just want to wait until they get close enough and like, get off their vehicles and come over?
Yeah, like what do we get to see their vehicle better?
Yeah, we would like to at least get to the point where we could make out like, I mean, remember,
that's going to be like maybe cuz you have a higher vantage point, it's going to be maybe like 30 feet from the ship cuz it's
Jesus Christ.
Shitstorm, but make a perception check there, Yanni.
Can I help?
Can you
hold my eyes open a little bit wider?
Well, I'm not marked. And what is perception based on?
I got a 7.
Okay.
Make it an 8.
Wisdom, right?
8. So Higgs, you gotta. All right. So yeah, you can make out at about 50 feet. Like you squint through the, and the ship sensors are trying to help, right? They're giving you like an overlay of like the chassis of the vehicles. There are three like very obviously military hover vehicles. They're like a Hummer, basically like the grav equivalent of like a Hummer. Two of them have like turret mounted guns on them that you can see. And they seem to have been hastily repainted very recently. Like they were like that kind of like Andonian gray that everything was before, but they've got a big on the hood of all of them. They have a big like red, like it's supposed to be a circle, but it's like spray painted on quickly. And there's like two curving lines of green that look kind of like a laurel wreath. And they're approaching, and they're sort of slowing down as they get closer.
Okay, I go over comms, and I'm just like, we were not just in space. We did not witness this planet blowing up. We have no idea what the fuck happened here. We're just picking up our friend.
Okay.
Got it, Woo.
So the comm like channel, you get hailed by one of the vehicles again, by one of the grab trains.
Yeah. I open up the channel.
Take it.
Okay. Same guy. He says, lower your docking ramp. We're coming on board.
And what do you plan to do while you're on board?
We have three large pepperoni pizzas here for one.
I know you're hungry.
Yeah, did you not order these pizzas? They're like, we just need to have a conversation about your ship.
And what would that
have the conversation right here.
Yes. By you coming on board, it seems very hostile, and I'm not really a fan of death or my death, so...
Listen, Captain, I don't want to be cliche, but we can do this one of two ways.
Well, we can, and that's me... I'm not going to make verbal threats, sir, because when I start doing that, it gets real hairy real quick. But we can do it two ways, and I'm trying to do it the polite way right now.
He says the polite thing to do would be to let us on board.
Look, we've just arrived at the planet. We've been here for just a few hours. Our friend is coming. There's obviously disaster everywhere. There's no need for you to get with the ship. There's other things happening.
So the guy comes back and he's like, okay, well, we'll do this the hard way. And he says, by authority of Legatus Corvus, leader of the Remnant Legion, we are claiming your ship.
I'm sorry, your planet's fucked and you're claiming our ship?
He says, your ship has cargo space for several dozen people, and we need to get people off the planet, so...
Well, why didn't you just say so? We can help people get off the fucking planet. It's one of the reasons we came down here in the first place. You should not hear me.
I mute it, and I'm just like, do we really want all these people on our ship?
Shh, just it's...
I'm about to tell them that we've got some crazy shit in our cargo, and they don't want people on here.
So, a different voice comes over the comms. It's a woman's voice. She says, this is Legionary Cassia. Who am I talking to?
It's Piani. Piani Pick.
And what function do you serve on this ship?
I serve the function of the computer officer. I also happen to be probably the most level-headed on this ship.
It certainly sounds that way, ma'am. Listen, we just want to come on board and have a conversation with you about temporarily commandeering the ship. Legionary Servius got a little out of hand.
This is the most Adam Road Warrior-esque, like, Thunderdome
remember,
guy.
So let's all rewind. Remember the last time you guys talked to the cops on Andoni? We had this conversation about how like, polite they were.
I remember fondly. I love your characters. They're the best. Like, listen... So, yeah. She's got like a skull earring hanging from her head, spike shoulder pads.
Got off on the wrong foot. Yeah,
to be fair, like let's look at this another way. It's only been 9 hours, so there's no way it's Mad Max yet.
Well,
like literally, as soon as a single bomb goes off, everyone's like, "Fuck it, let's start."
Some people are prepared, Adam.
It would happen pretty quick. Actually,
I've seen that movie. I know how it works. So Cassia, she's like. Look, it doesn't have to be a bunch of us. I can come on board alone and unarmed. I just want to talk to you. There's a lot of really bad things happening on this planet right now, and we need your help.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of them being that the planet is about to... Well, it already exploded, actually. It's that fucked up. I can't even make a joke. It exploded. Why are you trying to get on our... How many people do you have with you?
Please, can we have this conversation face to face?
No, because you guys have guns.
I close the comms again. If it's just here.
Do you really think, like, how is that going to work?
Use your charm.
They're just going to let one person walk on. The other going to be like, well, we're not walking through there. That's an invisible force field of not letting everyone else on.
She'll have to walk up to the ship, make everybody stand back by the hover vehicles. Then we open it up and let her in and close it.
I open it back up. Get everyone in your vehicles. At least, I don't want to even see them. And then you can stand right here and we'll open it up. You can get on. And we'll have our soldiers meet you downstairs. We'll go get some imposing. Not get a gun or drop the wrench, get a gun.
So Wu is on the comms because he's in like on the bridge. And I guess you're still in the room. Are you on the bridge with him?
No, I'm in the room. I haven't left.
Okay, so he looks over his shoulder at you and he's like, "If I still had a hand grenade, this wouldn't be a problem."
Wu, if you had a hand grenade, you would go threaten him and say, "I'm gonna blow us both up if you don't." Now think about that, Wu. That's not a very smart idea.
He kind of looks at you. He's like, "Is that what you think I sound like?"
Yes, it's very threatening sometimes with the things that you do to me. So you have a lower voice.
All right, so he gets up, and he's, like, grumbling to himself, and he's like, okay, y'all, I'm going to go down there and threaten them with a gun.
I don't talk that slow, Wu. Much faster than that.
He just walks away flipping you the bird over his shoulder. So he goes down to, like, open the thing, and as promised, like, you can see Piani, they back up, and you see someone get out of one of the vehicles. She's wearing like a armored suit, like Mr. Sicarian. Hers is painted in like urban camo, I guess, like the gray, black, and white camo. And it's got the same like patch on it. And you can see this as she's approaching. She's got the same patches on there, the spray paint on
the green one.
Yeah, the like Legion, and it's also got some other stuff, but it's hard to see from here. You just see the blob of color. Okay. Yeah, so she walks over to the ship, and then Wu says to you, like, I see someone outside. Should I open the door?
Yes, make sure you pat him down, give him the point the gun at him first, say get on board, shut the door, don't let anyone else on, and then pat him down, make sure they don't got any guns on him. And if you let this person take your gun from you, I'm just going to say shoot him, and then we're going to send someone else down there.
They haven't updated us at all or anything like that. We don't know comms.
So, yeah, so that you guys can see the camera feed, like, the gate lowers, and she, like, walks up it, and then you can hear the audio from the cargo hold, and Wu just, like, he's not armed, he's not carrying anything, he just, like, up nods her, and is like, hey, what's up? They're in there. And just opens the door. She takes a second to, like, pop the seal on her helmet and, like, take it off before she comes in. Where do you meet her?
I'm in my room. Maybe
Piani, I suppose, meets her. I meet her in the, well, that's connected to the cargo bay, right?
I mean, you could just meet her in the cargo bay. Yeah,
what do we have in the cargo bay
right now? I don't think anything.
Yeah, okay.
It's a that's big great. Empty space,
like, sure,
gymnasium size,
sure.
Okay, so when you get there, yeah, you see this woman in power armor. She's, like, kind of, like, looking around at the, like, size of the place, and you can, like, when she looks at you, you can see that she's, like, thinking about something, like, she's calculating, like, size versus, like, probably number of people they could cram in here. And she sees you, and she walks over, and at, like, a respectable distance, like, she still gives you some space, she, like, puts her hand out to shake your hand.
I shake her hand.
Okay. So, yeah, she shakes her hand, and she nods, and she says, Piani Pick, I presume.
That's me.
Legionary
chief punches you in the face.
Steven, what are you doing that causes that? Because it happens like every 5 minutes now.
So ironically, I was reaching up to mute my microphone so I could move the shit off of my desk. And then I hit my desk, and sorry for all of your eardrums.
Oh, she just decks you in an alternate universe. But in this universe. So yeah, she shakes your hand. She's